Welcome to the Friday, August the 23rd episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our fourth episode of the 2024-2025 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrates the great things happening in our schools. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Caleb Garwood, who is a teacher at Roby Elementary School. Congratulations, Mr. Garwood. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, all right, let's dive right into the highlights from an incredible week of school in our district. I'd like to start off with a very special thank you to the Maplewood Elementary staff, as well as our transportation staff, child nutrition staff, operations staff, custodial staff, so many others who made sure that on Tuesday morning, despite a water main leak that was discovered right before school started, our students had a great day, a great opportunity to make sure the school ran as smoothly as possible and learning continued. Thank you to the Maplewood Elementary staff. Also on Tuesday morning, we had a fantastic host breakfast to kick off another great year with our incredible partners and with Reading Mentors. And host starts in just about a week and a half. So we're looking forward to being back with our host mentors and our host students as host kicks off right after Labor Day. Also, straight A drive-throughs continue this week at Roby and at North Wayne on Tuesday of this past week. Also, it was a great week for athletics across the district. Many of our sports teams started with their first contests, including tennis and soccer and volleyball. And tonight we know that football will be happening against Cathedral. It is our first home game of the season. So we want to wish our Ben Davis football team the best of luck as they take on Cathedral tonight at 7. It is also the evening in which we are going to celebrate our seniors, both in football and cheerleading, as well as in our marching band. And it's a very special night because we'll be honoring the members of the military and their families just before kickoff this evening. Also, Area 31 Partnership Day is next Friday, August the 30th. But before we get into some of that, last week we had the opportunity to meet our new chief of the MSD of Wayne Township Police Department, Chief Chris Boomershine, for part one of our interview. Today we're continuing that interview. We want to learn a little bit more about Chief Boomershine and the MSD of Wayne Township Police. So part two, our first time attempting a part one and part two. So Chief, welcome back.
Thank you, Dr. Butts.
Great to have you. We talked, got to know you a little bit last week and heard a little bit about your background and what brought you to the MSD of Wayne Township. Want to shift gears just a little bit and talk about how school policing is different or looks different than maybe what we might experience with officers in the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, Brownsburg, Avon, anywhere that staff live. Certainly school policing is a very unique type of law enforcement and a unique model to look at. So what can you share with our staff about what school policing looks like and what our mission is or how it might differ from the officers they see out on the streets?
So school policing specifically is targeted for traffic control for the arrivals and the outbound traffic when there's a dismissal. Our officers are in the schools working with administrators, addressing any issues such as threats. They also patrol the campuses. They are responsible for the security for all buildings and facilities on Wayne. We are essentially in a support role to literally every aspect of the school system. So our primary job is really security, safety, supporting the administrators when they have to intervene with students. Our involvement doesn't really rise to the level of law enforcement until it's really a serious matter and the administrators are telling us that this is no longer just an administrative issue. Mm-hmm. We would intervene in things like crimes or investigate other crimes that would occur on campuses. But our primary mission is really to be a mentor to the students and support the staff and provide a good role model for the students. I think that's very important. We want students to see police officers, not fear police officers. Mm-hmm. We want them to feel comfortable enough to bring information forward to us so that we can investigate any threats to the schools and things like that are very important to the mission of keeping everyone safe on school grounds.
Yeah, you and I were in a meeting a couple weeks ago where we talked to a group of community members about one of the roles of our school police officers, and it is that developing that relationship, because we know that many of our students may experience police officers in a much different light in their homes or, you know, their neighborhood or wherever they are experiencing a situation maybe in which the police are involved that is really pretty adversarial, maybe confrontational, and that's not the environment we're trying to create with our school resource officers. And our officers do have a specific title. School resource officer is very different than police officer. How would you define that distinction of school resource officer, and what makes that so unique?
Really, the school resource officer is there primarily with the concern of serving at the schools, protecting the schools, supporting the staff, mentoring the students, where if you compare and contrast that to, say, an Indianapolis Metropolitan Police officer, they're in a car assigned to a beat. They're taking runs, and they're going to bounce around their patrol beat or the patrol district, depending on how busy they are, essentially taking reports, addressing disturbances, making arrests, enforcing traffic violations. And so they're very busy as far as what they're doing. They don't have the time to invest a lot of attention on each call. Whereas we have the luxury of having officers in the schools with the students, with the faculty, who can develop these relationships. Uh-huh. And I think that's really where I would say there's a big difference between your typical big metropolitan police department versus a school resource officer. We're there really to support and act only really when necessary. We want to encourage students to be able to resolve issues with administrators without our involvement, and we typically only get involved really when we need to.
Yeah. I think it's also important and a very important distinction, I guess, that I would say that's that we need to make sure that our listeners, our staff are aware of. Our school resource officers are law enforcement officers that have police powers through the state of Indiana. They have the same authority as any other police officer, give or take, with obviously some distinctions based on departments, but they are police officers.
That's correct. Indiana Title 20, it spells out what a school resource officer is. They're Tier 1 police officers. They're required to attend a 40-hour school resource officer training, typically through NASRO, National Association of School Resource Officers. And so they have additional training that's suited to their duties and responsibilities as a school resource officer. And so we have, I think everybody but one, he's going this year to the NASRO training. And so we're all caught up right now on getting our officers trained on that specific training that's required by state law. And we're restricted to, obviously, the properties owned, leased, and occupied by the school and any streets adjacent to. But I can give an example of where we get a little bit outside of that zone. We had an item stolen from Ben Davis just recently, and it was an electronic device that we were able to ping and track, and very close to Ben Davis High School, we were able to obtain a search warrant and go recover that laptop, and that investigation continues right now. But that's an example of where something happens on school property and where we might need to act outside of our specific assigned areas and duties and responsibilities to go and get involved in an investigation. And we partnered with IMPD on that investigation, and they assisted us on that as well.
Another example would be bus accidents. We have bus accidents that occur out in the community that are not necessarily in streets that are adjacent to a school property, but it's our school bus,
correct,
our school property that it's been involved in, our school students and staff. So you would go investigate and participate in that scenario.
Correct. We recently had one at 10th and Beachway, and thankfully no one was injured, but incidents at bus stops as well. We send officers out to bus stops to investigate any incidents that occur at bus stops, or if there's any problems with students being harassed and things like that. Traffic issues related to the bus routes. I get contacted by transportation regularly on issues regarding routes being restricted by things like either constructions, other crashes, or just detours.
Yeah, you mentioned traffic management. Obviously, we have a lot of individuals who like to bring their children to school with their own personal vehicles, and so sometimes our car rider lines get to be a little bit long. But one of the things we often get asked is, can our officers issue speeding tickets in school zones? Obviously, those roads are contiguous. Surrounding our schools, and I know that we do not have a large number of officers, and so sometimes the resources, but is that something our officers could do?
Yes, the state law permits our officers to take enforcement actions on streets that are adjacent to the schools,
yep.
or pretty much any streets around any of our campuses.
Yep.
So our officers are able to enforce the school zones where it's a 25-mile-an-hour school zone when the lights are flashing and school is in session.
We recently did a story with one of our news agencies that was talking about speed enforcement cameras. And we know we're currently in the state of Indiana, similar to our bus stop cameras on the buses, in order for a ticket to be issued or for some kind of infraction to be given to a driver, the officer currently under state law has to visually see that happen. And so footage from our stop arm cameras or from even currently a speed camera isn't necessarily of any value to be able to offer a penalty to that driver. And quite frankly, we don't know who's behind the wheel of the car. We know the car. We know the license plate for that. But interestingly enough, I just read an article within the last couple of weeks about a pilot that is going on, I believe, on one of our highways through some of our work zones where they are piloting these license plate cameras, similar to what we see on toll roads around the area if we're heading down to Kentucky or into Illinois or where, what have you, where they're going to snap a shot of the license plate and they're going to send them, if they're going 11 miles or more over, they're going to get a warning, I think, at this point. But do you see that law changing?
I think you could see that law changing because technology has changed so much in the last 20, 30 years of law enforcement. The issue is in Indiana is that the law would have to change first so that officers do not have to be present to write citations for infractions or ordinance violations. If that law changes, it would be similar to some of the misdemeanor exceptions where an officer didn't have to be present to make the arrest and things like hit and runs and DUI crashes, things like that, domestic violence. Those are some of the exceptions to the misdemeanor requirement that it has to happen in the presence of a police officer.
Yeah, yeah. I know our time's getting short again, so much to talk about, but what might we see in the future? What's the future hold for the police department here in the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township?
Well, currently we have two openings. One opening is currently posted, and the other one is yet to be posted. We just hired an officer who is going to be starting Monday, so we're going to be onboarding him and getting him up and running. He's going to be at the ninth grade, so Dominic Day is looking forward to having him assigned there.
Wonderful.
To replace the officer that we lost at that location. So just really busy with trying to hire new officers that we know are going to serve Wayne schools, the faculty and the students well. That's kind of my biggest priority right now. We're working on possibly updating our fleet a little bit. And like you mentioned, taking enforcement action in the school zones, we're getting e-ticketing. Mm. I just got that approved through the State Supreme Court technology unit. And so waiting on printers and scanners to arrive, and so we'll be up and running soon on traffic enforcement in the school zones.
Yeah. And Chief, I'd like to conclude with, our teachers are listening. Our teachers are working incredible hours. Sometimes they come in, they're here late in the evenings. They're here on the weekends. What happens if something is maybe causing concern for them while they're working in the building? Maybe they're the only one in the building. It could be dark outside. They may... the parking lot lights may be off. They're having to get to their car. They may see something kind of suspicious out in the parking lot or in the playground. What should a staff member do if they are concerned or need some help from our police department?
So if they see anything that's suspicious or they think that it's a crime in progress or they even feel like it could be a crime in progress, do your best to articulate that and call 911. We don't have our own dispatch system, so what we rely upon is the communications division downtown mm-hmm. will then switch over to officers on our radio frequencies, and they will dispatch them to those issues and have them address those issues immediately. The reason we tell you to call 911 is time is a factor.
Yeah.
When seconds count, you know, they say the police are only minutes away.
Right.
So getting ahead of the problem and acting quickly is important. I know people see things and they like to second guess themselves and think, well, should I really call 911 or shouldn't I? If you're in doubt, just call 911 and do your best to articulate why you think it's suspicious, why you think it might be a crime in progress, and why you think it's a threat to the school system.
And I think an important distinction there too is, and thanks for that information, I think an important distinction too is even when we're not in school, even when our students are not attending, our school resource officers do work during those periods of time. We do have a few school resource officers that also will work some additional time in the evenings and on the weekends, but we also hire off-duty police officers from other departments. So there's an officer somewhere in our district who can respond if needed.
That's correct. We have officers typically 24/7. Every now and then we have a couple gaps if we can't get somebody, but it's pretty rare. And so typically there is an officer somewhere on Wayne Township school property ready to respond to any kind of issue. And like I said, dispatch will switch over and provide them the information about the location where they need to respond to.
Wonderful. Well, Chief, certainly our treat. 2 weeks in a row, we want to thank you for being our first part one and part two interview. Again, so much more we could talk about, but for the sake of time, just want to say a special thank you for all that you're doing. Welcome to Wayne Township, and thanks for being on our show again.
Thanks for having me. Thank you, Dr. Butts.
Just a couple reminders. The Vector Solutions Safe Schools training deadline is just around the corner next week, as a matter of fact. So be sure to make sure to get that done by the end of next week. Also, the Wayne Township Education Foundation traditional grants deadline is coming up on September the 1st. We'll include more information in today's Parent Square message. We mentioned it earlier, but remember, tonight, kickoff for Ben Davis football team, 7 p.m. against Cathedral. We are honoring our seniors. We're also honoring our military and their families. So make sure to stop out, catch a great game, and good luck to the Ben Davis Giants this season. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our new mission and vision, the reason why we're here. Our mission: to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision: to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.